People in Addison County celebrated the opening of a new federally qualified health clinic in Shoreham over the weekend. The Shorewell Clinic has long had a reputation for serving anyone who needs care. Now they hope to grow and serve a larger population with a new building and more medical professionals. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
As he stands in an office in the brand new clinic, Dr. Alan Curtis says he came to Shoreham 25 years ago because he knew he was needed.
There used to be a big sign out in front of the co-op down there. It says, "We need a doctor," and it fell down just about the time I got here.
Curtis came to Vermont from South Carolina and had hoped to slow down when he arrived in Addison County, but that's not what happened, as he quickly gained a reputation for seeing anyone, regardless of whether or not they had insurance.
Didn't matter. You walked through the door, you got seen.
But 5 years ago, lightning started a fire that destroyed the historic Newton Academy, where his clinic was located. Curtis lost everything.
All my books and all the pictures and all the things, and we actually had a piano in the office there. That went too. So, yeah, it was pretty tragic. Actually, to be honest, the same time it was burning, I was kind of running around in my head where, you know, the next office might be.
Curtis had been working with the community health centers of the Rutland region to join their group of federally qualified health centers, but the fire put those plans on hold. With community support, Curtis was able to reopen in a new location 11 days later. Meanwhile, the community health centers decided to build a new building on Route 22A, and Shorewell became part of the new center. The Shorewell Clinic moved into the space in early June. And with help, Dr. Curtis will finally be able to cut back. A nurse practitioner, Marguerite Dusha, will join the clinic in August. She has experience in family practice, as well as working with interpreters. And those skills will be useful with the farm communities in Shoreham and Orwell.
Yeah, I can do a full physical in Spanish. I grew up on a dairy farm. That's where my heart and soul is, so I know I'm going to be really happy here.
A dentist will also be on site a few days a week, and Dusha says that makes it easy to encourage patients to take care of their dental health as well. Eventually, antibiotics and a limited number of medications for common diseases will be available on site. Curtis says the clinic will operate the same way it always has. Anyone can be seen, regardless of insurance. That's a model that's grown significantly since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which included a provision, co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders, that increased the number of federally qualified health centers. There are now around 50 clinics associated with the centers in the state. Grant Whitmer is executive director of the Community Health Centers of the Rutland Region. He says the center now has 6 clinics and a dental office, which serve around 40,000 patients. Whitmer says the centers use navigators to help uninsured patients sign up for coverage, especially people who may not be aware that they qualify for assistance.
We're actually really gratified or proud of the fact that we help a lot of people enroll in Medicaid who, I guess, have been intimidated by that process.
While the health centers are part of an effort to bring affordable health care closer to these rural communities, Curtis says some patients drive from all around Addison and Rutland counties to see him.
They like the care they get here. I spend a lot of time with the patients, and I sit and look at them, and we talk and do a physical exam. We come up with a diagnosis and treatment.
And now that treatment will continue well into the future. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.